Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
End the regular season with a loss, maybe following Wiggy's advice yesterday on this show, and they will get the Toronto Maple Leafs in round one of the playoffs. Curtis, your lead this morning was extraordinary.
Thank you.
But I would ask you this, based on new information that you were gleaning from a piece on the New England Patriots and the departure of Bill Belichick, would you redo your lead? Because I could give you an opportunity, like lead dessert or something like that.
I can't read fast enough. God, this is incredible.
Okay.
This piece by Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta on Bill Belichick remaining a free agent is incredible. We have breaking news on Belichick's future.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you this.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
First of all, where is it? Is it
ESPN.com?
Okay. Stand by for a minute because we could give you a lead 2.0 in a moment.
An aperitif.
Let me just get the Wiggy's lead real quick.
All right, mine's is super quick. Because I heard yesterday, I heard Grish and Foyer talking about it. I know Lou was talking about it, how there's no blame on the players when it comes to fielding.
Right.
One of the things Grish was saying yesterday, which it made no sense to me, is these guys should learn fielding at the AAA level. By the time they get to the major leagues, they should know how to field. Well, couldn't you say that? Shouldn't they know how to hit? Shouldn't they know how to pitch? Shouldn't they know how to do everything else? So then if that's the case, well, all you're really doing is basically saying how menial it is of a job to have a manager. Like, so how can Alex Cora be that good?
So you're saying there should be no hitting coach when it comes to Major League Baseball?
No, because you should, like, based off of what they're saying, is you should already know how to hit by the time you get to the major leagues. If you already know how to field, if they're saying, well, you should already know how to field, shouldn't you already know how to hit and pitch? So what's the purpose of the manager? No one plays small ball no more. So what is his role? So then we shouldn't either really be criticizing or praising Cora because all he really does is really set the lineup card.
So you would disagree with Lou and with Gresh and others.
Yeah.
Who say the fact that these guys can't field the baseball is not on them, it's on Alex Cora.
Oh, no, it is to blame on them, but not on the manager to make sure they're working on that skill level because they should already know how to field. They don't have enough time to field ground balls. So what the hell do they do down in spring training? What's all that time that they're down there for?
Yeah.
So then if they can't hit, then should we ever get on Cora? So saying, well, it's not the coach's, the manager's fault. These guys should know how to hit. They're big leaguers. They should know how to pitch. What is what is any manager good for?
I don't think.
Can't you get AI to set up a lineup card?
Absolutely nothing.
I don't think Alex Cora was given a roster that is full of guys who can do the very things that you're talking about. Unfortunately,
failed the ground ball or pup fly.
They're not there yet. These guys are not there yet.
Right, but that's,
you think they should be there because they're in Major League
Baseball.
But
that's the point that what everybody's telling me is that, these guys are not good enough to feel. Think about this. You are telling me guys who play Major League Baseball, who have been playing baseball their whole life, are not good enough to field ground balls. And if they can't field ground balls, that's not on the manager. Mm-hmm. It's just they haven't. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
So then what is the manager good for in Major League Baseball?
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit on this show about Rory McIlroy and the rumors that were floating around that he had been offered $850 million.
Very similar to your contract.
To leave the PGA and head over to LIV. And yesterday, Rory stepped up to tell you that that is not true and that he will remain a PGA-er for life.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there. I think one of the things that I've realized over the past 2 years is, people can make their own decisions for, whatever they think is best for themselves, and, who are we to judge them for that? But obviously here to today, and I'm playing this PGA Tour event next week, and I will play the PGA Tour for the rest of my career.
He is going to jump ship. That is a guy who has backpedaled and backpedaled and gone from absolutely hating anybody that went to LIV to now, I don't judge.
Sorry, he says he's not, he hasn't judged anybody?
He was
losing it over guys leaving. He was basically saying that anybody who left and went to LIV, whether you're Phil Mickelson or whomever,
right,
were destroying the sanctity of the PGA Tour.
Well, he's learning how to negotiate now.
Yeah.
That's what that's doing.
I think what he's saying to you is the 850 was just a number that was thrown out there.
Yeah.
Ink not dry yet on the contract, but maybe if it comes, I might take it and don't hold me.
Or here's my napkin and my rebuttal to your 850. Yeah.
All right. Secondary lead from Curtis. Based on this Wickersham piece this morning, Curtis.
All right, so
ESPN.com.
Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham, probably about 3,000 words. I'm just about done.
Wiggy's lead, 3,000 words.
You all remember we discussed Antigua. That was a whole to do about the boat. Dream Boat is what it's called. $200 million boat for Arthur Blank, Bill and Arthur. Just those two sat together on the boat. They each left that, just like the media's reporting on it, feeling like they had found their match, Bill Belichick was going to be the new head coach in Atlanta. Well, after that, Robert Kraft and Arthur Blank spoke, as Arthur Blank was going around the NFL to try and understand the references, as you would hiring anybody, mm-hmm. even the great Bill Belichick. And according to two sources in this story, Kraft delivered a stark assessment of Belichick's character. The source quoted Belichick's sources saying Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill.
Ugh.
The sources said Kraft made clear to Arthur Blank, quote, "You'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick," unquote. Blank likes coaches who feel a part of his family, said a Falcon source, and it was not going to be that way with Bill. So you also go to Josh Harris, the new guy in charge with the Commanders. We had talked about this at the time. He and Jonathan Kraft went to Harvard Business School together.
They're Harvard Business School bros.
The Commanders were obviously a destination that Bill Belichick was interested in, given his proximity to where he grew up with that team, and that was never off the ground. There's just so many other little things. Anyway, Bill Belichick will be signing with Peyton Manning's Omaha production company.
Mm-hmm.
That is what he will do this season. Bill Belichick did not envision in any scenario that he would not be coaching last year. And my guess from this, We don't see Bill Belichick in June. I don't think there's any shot in hell that he's going to be here.
Hell no.
And what the real thing is that there's the greatest hits in here. Robert wanted to fire Bill last year. His son talked him out of it, thinking that he had deserved the right to coach in 2023. And the coaching staff, the Patricia Judge, comes up often when other teams were discussing that, what do you do after Bill Belichick? But if not for the Krafts, from reading the story, I mean, in the story, Stacey James disputes that quote, so to get that out there, that the Patriots say that didn't happen. But if you believe the reporting of Don Van Noten and Seth Wickersham, which has been pretty good, nearly pristine, Bill Belichick is not a head coach in the NFL because Robert Kraft told his buddy not to hire him.
Yikes.
I believe that.
I mean, that's after standing up together at a press conference and gushing about him and basically trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes and acting like it was a gracious uncoupling.
Yeah. And then
you're calling around doing him dirty with whatever the one job essentially that he could have had.
And the one thing that will also be, I think, a big pullout from this. So after the meeting on the boat and everything goes well, and then the check with the Patriots, and then all of a sudden he's not hired. According to the reporting, they did a sit down, everybody within the Falcons organization, before they made their hire, and Belichick didn't finish in the top three of anybody's ranking, from getting the job to speaking with the Krafts to not even being a finalist. He was not a finalist for the Falcons job, according to the reporting in this story.
You know, and Arthur Blank is a dumbass because
it's the NFL, Greg.
I know, but like, think about the source. And think about the fact, if you're Arthur Blank, Robert Kraft clearly is motivated not by trying to help your organization, but he doesn't want Bill Belichick to go elsewhere and be successful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like if you're hiring somebody from a competitor, and the competitor, I don't care what business you're in, radio or anything else, and the competitor calls and says, wow, this person's a real jerk, and I've never had a warm conversation with them. Think about the motivation for why the person's calling. They don't want you to have them.
Yeah. Right.
You dumbass.
Or they don't want that person to be successful, or because the crazy part about this is that when you look at what was done, coaches do that all the time where they say, you know, when a coach says, hey, what's going on with this player? We're looking to sign him. Yeah, you want to stay away from him.
Right, but
he's bad business.
But a lot of times, smart coaches take a flyer on a guy, and it
saying how they tell other, you know, like Kraft calling his boy and everything.
Yeah, it's
like
ridiculous.
That happened with me with the Vikings when Mike Tice sat there and said, "Well, am I going to have issues with you?" Belichick said, "I'm going to have." So it's like, what? He's sullying the wall.
So wait, Bill Belichick told Mike Tice that he was going to have issues with you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I mean, that's
what kind of issues was it?
I have no. He didn't get into it like that.
It might have just been talking excessively at meetings.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been like
stealing other people's food out of the company refrigerator.
No, we had a lot of food there.
Was that back before they had unlimited minutes on the cell phone plans?
No. This I think the unlimited minutes might not have been out yet.
But
what the league is and what I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing a window into kind of how it works.
Yeah.
From
did Bill say it'll be fine as long as you don't let him go on a boat with strippers?
Oh. No. Okay. I went on no boat.
But here's the thing, Greg.
Like, never wrong with going on a boat with strippers either.
There was never any proof of that ever happening.
Never.
The only boat I love is anywhere with Wiggy. But if not for the Dynasty docuseries, there may be Patriots fans or may have been Patriots fans that would believe the reporting that Robert Kraft denies that this happened. But having just watched that 10-part docuseries, this is just a continuation of what we had seen. And it is just – and also, Arthur Blank, you total and complete nothing.
Yeah.
You're going to be subservient to another owner and say, oh, you're right. You know,
that's ridiculous.
Like, you saw a front row seat of the greatest comeback in the history of sports. You were on the sideline. You have the opportunity to bring a guy into your building for 2 to 3 years. And you say no because he wasn't talking to you like a family member?
Just ridiculous. All right.
Oh, interesting.
Great secondary. Great dessert lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get to They Said It next. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll talk about the award that LeBron James can't believe he hasn't been given yet. We'll get to that coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox scored 5 runs in the 6th inning to erase a 5-1 deficit and take the lead against the Guardians last night. But Kenley Jansen blew the save in the 9th. Cleveland took it in the 11th with 3 off of Josh Winkowski. Final score was 10-7. Garrett Whitlock and Rafael Devers both left the game with injuries. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Bruins listen to Wiggy. They fell in the season finale 3-1. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. The Bruins now have the Maple Leafs in the first round. It was an emotional one. Jack Edwards has announced his retirement. And we have a game to pay attention to tonight in the NBA. The Sixers will host the Miami Heat in a battle for the number 7 seed tonight. Tip is at 7. The loser of this game will then host either the Hawks or the Bulls on Friday night. The winner of that matchup gets Boston on Sunday. And I believe that is good news for our basic brunch.
Oh, yeah. So, no disrespect to Taylor Swift and your theme for this basic brunch.
Yes, yep, yep.
But I am turning it into a Celtics playoff watch party.
Yes, right. With a Taylor Swift pregame.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
You can have the pregame.
Yep.
I get the 1 o'clock Celtics start.
Yes.
If you want to come and watch the game with me and Courtney, maybe Wiggy.
Maybe I might show up. Depends on
show
parking.
Up. We'll watch the game.
Yep.
Curtis shows up.
Yeah, I'll show up. I'll show out.
Curtis will be there. We will brunch so hard and then watch the Celtics at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, and that's in South Boston.
South Boston at the Playwright. Go on the GregHillFoundation.com, and yeah. You can buy tickets
there.
Sorry.
GregHillFoundation.org is where you go, and we only have limited seats left. It's
yes.
A really good deal. You get entrees, appetizers, all that stuff, food, beverages, the whole thing. And you can basic brunch just like Courtney and her friends.
Yep.
Basic brunch.
Shine, we can have a salad for you if you would like to come.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Thank you. Also, shout out to whoever scheduled all this. The Bruins playing on Saturday, Celtics playing on Sunday. That is chef's kiss.
Very good. All-natural chicken is full of flavor and right now on sale. Today through Thursday at Shaw's Star Market, get value pack all-natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, I'm sorry. I know we're late. Do you know what? It just came to me. Robert Kraft said to many people and through other people that he would have fired Bill, but he didn't want a repeat of Brady winning elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
So he prevented him from getting the job.
Yep.
I mean, how is it any more clear than that? He sabotaged the opportunity so as to not have the same thing reoccur.
And what is it that Bill did that was so horrendous to you?
I don't know. How many more billions of dollars do you have in your house?
Like, nothing. It's petty and embarrassing.
It's going to backfire, though, on Kraft. Because Atlanta, it might have been harder for him to win a Super Bowl down there. Where now, next year, when he goes and he picks his place, might be a lot easier, the organization he lands at.
It's just, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Wiggy, Mike Vrabel, Willie McGinnis, they were all responsible for bringing you 20 years of unequaled success. And to turn around at the end of it and prevent somebody from going elsewhere when you're firing them is just a no-class move as far as I'm concerned.
Nope.
No class whatsoever.
It's sunny outside, though. 44
yeah.
degrees, and this is going to be a rough day at One Patriot Place.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who the Bruins will get in the first round, Toronto Maple Leafs, and we'll talk about that tomorrow morning with Mike Milbury on this show at 8:20, and Red Sox front office report for this week tomorrow at 9 with Craig Breslow after a rally by the Red Sox. And then what we call the blow it at the end routine.
He must be looking forward to that. Craig Breslow? Yeah, I'm sure he's probably pumped.
Probably very excited about it. Can't wait to get on tomorrow.
Maybe build a better team.
We will get to Courtney in the news coming up at 7:45. And then what are we doing with Chris Curtis at 8:30 on this morning's show? But right now this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a brief back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to begin this morning, Sean?
Well, Gregory, let's begin with LeBron James. It is generally all about LeBron, and LeBron was on the shop talking about what award he was most upset that he never won, and he actually ends up comparing himself to Beyonce of all people.
Okay.
So here was LeBron James.
Is there an award you haven't won that still stings?
Douche of the year.
Yeah, defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only award that I don't have in my house. That kind of stings. I talked about this before. Like, it don't make sense. It's almost like what Jay just said about B. How can she have the most Grammys?
Yeah.
But never won album of the year?
Yeah.
So the year I finished second in defensive player of the year award, the guy who won defensive player of the year didn't even make first team all defense.
That doesn't make sense.
That's not even possible.
Okay,
it's a good point. Who was that? I wonder who he's talking about.
I mean, if there's anything he does, it's play defense aggressively.
But how do you not?
I mean, really, he's known as a defensive player.
Yeah,
really.
But how do you not make first team all defense and then win defensive player of the year?
I don't care.
You guys played it, so if you don't care, then all right, play the next one, Sean.
No, I don't care about the year. About the year.
I'm just asking the call. I mean, I kind of agree with him. Like, if your first team all defense.
Yeah.
How are you not winning Defensive Player of the Year?
So you agree with him. You look at LeBron James and you say, man, that's a guy who plays a tenacious game of defense.
No, I don't look at him like that.
Okay.
But I look at him that, like, when he wants to turn it on, he has the skill and athletic ability to play defense. And if he's talking about that one year where he was first team all defense, he has that capability. It's like we talk about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, they defense is just want to an attitude.
Do you look at him as a guy who's hustling back to try to stop a fast break?
No.
Because I don't.
Yeah, but defenses just want to an attitude. That's all that is. And if you want to do
it. He doesn't want to.
Right. Except for that one, yeah.
He wants to score points.
Oh, yeah. I get
that. I mean, that's a, you know, but don't sit there. Don't whine about it.
By the way, he's lying. The year he finished second in Defensive Player of the Year, the person who won was Dwight Howard in 08-09, who was also first team all defense.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Wow. He's not being honest.
Well, he's lying about that.
Color me shocked.
Dwight Howard was good that year in Defensive Player of the Year. Yeah. Is that who he was talking about, Shine?
Correct, yes.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Good job, Shine. Good.
Thank you.
You're right about the Masters.
Because I know who the hell he was talking about.
In Beyonce's case, I think it was Kanye's fault.
Yeah, Beyonce ain't winning no Grammy.
What's next?
Next, we could stick in basketball here. Your Boston Celtics gearing up for a playoff run. They haven't figured out exactly who their opponents are yet, but it doesn't matter. Here is Joe Mazzulla's expectations heading in to their first playoff series.
I mean, I think having the expectation that a series is going to go a certain way. I mean, there's been teams that have gone down. There's been teams that have only lost a couple of games. At the end of the day, like, you just can't have an expectation that's going to go a certain way. It takes what it takes. And the other team's trying to win a championship too. So you have to have a respect for your opponent. You have to have a mental toughness to withstand things. There's a lot of things that go on within a series. So I think the most important thing is maintaining a mental toughness, maintaining a discipline towards what we do. And then get rid of any expectation of how we think a series is going to go and just be ready to play.
Wiggy, do you think you would know better than us because you played professional sports at the highest level, even though Bill Belichick tried to torpedo you.
Yeah, you know, a little shade. We all do it.
You think the players care who they get in round one? Like, do you think?
No, they care.
They do?
Yeah. You think about that all the time.
Any chance they want the heat, like, to get through so that they could exercise that demon?
No, I would say that that would probably be the one team that you would go, okay, we're confident that we could beat them, but you always want the easiest route. Like, you always want to have a team that you can look at and go, all right, we should be able to. Just like we talked about with the Bruins, right? You look at the Bruins and what they did this year versus Tampa Bay and what they did versus Toronto. You don't think they're sitting there going, you know what?
We love the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, we love having to go.
Get started easier.
Yeah, and that's no guarantee that they'll win the series, but you just have a little bit more confidence. So if the Celtics are probably going, all right, we'd rather Atlanta, Chicago, or even the Sixers, you know, if we got to play the Heat, we're still confident, but you know, we're not really. That's not a team that we want.
I'm so excited. Timing on this could not be better.
Yeah.
So we can now, Courtney's done an extraordinary job when it comes to the basic brunches that we have done to raise money for the Greg Hill Foundation.
Not me, all your team.
No, let me tell
Adam,
you.
Adam, Meg.
The idea started on the show. We did the first one at Strega for the Patriots game in Germany. It was great.
Well, that was actually Wiggy's idea.
Was that Wiggy's? Did Wiggy come?
No, we were trying to convince Wiggy to like a brunch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, that's how that started. But anyway, we are now able, no disrespect to the Swifties, but we are now able to turn Sunday into a Celtics watch party basic brunch.
Yes.
With that game starting at 1.
Correct.
So we will be at the Playwright with you. There are limited seats still available. This is the biggest venue because it's the new Playwright. They redid the whole place. It's gorgeous. So this is the biggest venue that we've done a basic brunch at. So we still have some only bar seats left?
I believe only bar seats left. But their bar is awesome.
Yeah,
there's two bars at this place. We'll be at the back one. It is such a vibe inside the Playwright. I'm so excited. My family's coming in for this one.
Excellent.
I'm very excited. This is going to be maybe our best yet. Yeah. So there are a few seats left. And so go to the GregHillFoundation.org to buy your tickets.
I am working on getting the celebrity endorser of the new Yodel product to join us.
It's a tough get. I'll tell you that. Those Yodels flying off the shelves. If you haven't gotten a Boston Cream Yodel from Drake's Cakes, you're doing it all wrong.
You're thinking about making an appearance on Sunday, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, James might have a date, so I'll figure it out, but we will try and stop by. It's only like a half mile from my house, so I probably should.
Yeah, I can't wait. We are going to sit there at 1 o'clock and watch the Celtics get the playoffs underway. So
I'm going to be booing Mazzulla, but rooting for the Seas.
What's next, Shine?
Well, we can pivot to football here because the Chargers released a video of Jim Harbaugh on their YouTube channel and him living in an RV park in Huntington Beach. And some of what Jim Harbaugh had to say, man, this guy is super quirky and weird. And so here was some of the video with Jim Harbaugh living life in his RV.
We're in Huntington Beach at the waterfront RV park. This is my Quantum Thor motor coach. Kind of inspired by growing up watching the Rockford Files. Got my DVDs. I've been watching that. Nothing will make you feel more like a dad than when you figure out how to, you know, dispose of the waste. Felt like a real dad. Now, G-Ro, I said this is a Class C here. Greg Roman.
How's it going, everybody?
You want to see G-Ro's? Okay, come check it. Check this rig out. It's like what the rock bands go around in right here.
I mean, for one person, this beats any hotel room in America. You know what I mean?
Took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Living the RV life, G-Ro.
Yes, sir.
Kind of cool, I guess. Is he eventually going to get a house? Or
I'm kind of Harbaugh out.
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, yeah. See, I love it. I think the constant content that comes out of Jim Harbaugh is exceptional.
I somewhat objected when he said the only thing better than his Quantum Thor motor coach was J.J. McCarthy.
Right. Want somebody to ask him, if you believe J.J. McCarthy is this great, why won't you trade Herbert?
I know. Yeah. I know.
Because I would love the Patriots to trade for Justin Herbert, the third pick. That would be sensational. You want to get better quick? Do that.
And I saw like part of it, but he had like the smaller RV, though. He didn't have like the giant tour bus RV.
Well, isn't it his mom's RV?
Who has it better than us?
You would think he would have upgraded.
Is he in the same? Isn't it his mom's RV that he's living in until he gets himself a home or whatever?
Might be. Okay. I'm not exactly sure, but Wiggy's right. It is a smaller one. And right. You think a guy with all that money would get like a nice fancy one.
Yeah, you think he'd upgrade a little bit. Side comes out and everything. One of those type of RVs.
I mean, can you ever see yourself when it comes to retirement, you and Mrs. Wiggins, living the RV life?
I would definitely do the RV life.
Would she drive or would you be the driver?
I just hate to drive.
Who would be the... Oh, so you'd want Mrs. Wiggins to drive.
Well, we'd have to... I'd like to hire a driver if that's possible.
Oh, okay. Ooh, Johnny Egan.
But then again, I don't...
Yeah, you could get Johnny Monkey Egan.
But then again, I don't like other people driving.
You don't like Johnny Egan?
Quite the conundrum. If you want to hire a driver but don't want them to drive.
It's like I only feel comfortable when I'm driving, but... Then again, it's like, you know, maybe the RV might be a little bit more comfortable driving, bouncing around here and there. I would definitely try it.
Have you and Mrs. Wiggins ever been intimate in a moving vehicle?
In a moving vehicle?
Yeah, you could add that to your list.
No, never in a moving vehicle.
Oh. Stationary?
Yeah.
I mean, knock that one off the list.
Who hasn't done that? I think we all did that at a time we were in high school.
Yeah. Well, there are teachers that are doing it now in Nebraska.
Do you see the update to that story?
What, the mugshot of that lady?
What her husband did?
Oh, yeah. He's like a high-level government employee or
something? Went to Harvard.
Defense attorney. Not attorney. Worked
defense
for the
Defense Department?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No, but did you see her mugshot?
Unbelievable.
She looked very similar to Daniel Jones in that press conference that he was doing yesterday.
He was wired, huh?
Oh, my God.
What was he on? Was he on the Addies or what was it? What was going on during
the
that?
The Addies.
You are the youngest old man in the world.
I don't know if that was the Addies.
I mean, everybody's on the Addies.
Was
now.
He on something?
He must have been on something. His eyes were, it looked like Rashe Caldwell.
Who was the guy that got hired by the Jets, the coordinator, Adam Gase, who had the crazy eyes?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Adam Gase.
That's what it reminded me of.
That was just the strangest press conference I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, the pupils were pupilling.
Yes, they were.
It's like when Seinfeld and...
Is that the medical diagnosis?
And Jerry gave their money to that one CPA. It's like, wait a second here. Why are you making so many bathroom runs?
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, that mugshot. That woman, that teacher that we talked about the other day, the Nebraska lady, who was found nude in the car at 3 a.m. with her 17-year-old student, the mugshot was not complimentary.
And Shime has an apology he has to get to.
What? Really?
He has to apologize to LeBron.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Because he was wrong about... LeBron was talking about the Marc Gasol.
Well, I saw... It was what?
Marc Gasol year that LeBron was first team all defense and Gasol.
So he
second.
Needs to be clear then, because then he's finished second twice, because I literally Googled it and it says James placed second was 08-09.
Gotta apologize.
But he really didn't have a chance to beat Orlando Magic star Dwight Howard, who earned 105 first place votes.
He was talking about the 2013 when Gasol won it.
I'm maybe sorry I listened to Shimon called you a liar, LeBron. You were not lying.
See? There you go. Apologize.
I also didn't know he finished Defensive Player of the Year second multiple times.
And first a bunch of times. Might want to apologize,
Wait,
Sean.
He didn't finish first in defensive player.
I'm not. I mean, first team all defense. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
First team all defense. Just apologize.
No, I'm not gonna I wasn't wrong.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Nope.
Courtney, was he wrong?
I mean, Shime and I have made up, but yes, he is wrong.
I Googled it. When did LeBron finish second in defensive player of the year? 08-09 came up when he lost to Dwight Howard. So I'm not technically
But the onus
wrong.
Is on you if you're saying he's lying to prove that never happened.
And he could have just said that it was Marcus Gasol.
And he said he didn't finish second. He finished first team. So you should have Googled when did LeBron finish first team and lost to a guy who finished second team. So you were wrong for that.
No, I Googled when LeBron finished second in Defensive Player of the Year.
Saying I'm sorry feels good sometimes.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't feel sorry. I wasn't wrong.
It's cathartic.
That's it.
There's a song about it. Mm-hmm. Well, several.
One of the diehards last night was saying that all of us are too hard on Courtney on this show.
That was John.
Said that Shime is an instigator.
Yeah.
In a sneaky way.
Yep.
When trying to get you flustered.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if as long as there are apologies being offered, Shime, if you feel like you owe Courtney one.
That's two apologies, Shime.
Yeah. He didn't respond to Quinnipiac and their video of how to pronounce it for the incoming students.
Yeah, I got tired of being right.
And I feel like I'm the nicest to Courtney.
You are.
Thank you, Courtney.
No,
he said you were an instigator also.
No. It's just coming from Courtney.
John was really focused on Shimon.
Right.
Kurt Dog.
Yeah,
that's what Roosevelt was calling Curtis. Kurt Dog.
Roosevelt, great guy.
Great guy.
Drives a truck every day.
Yep.
Listens to the show all day, all morning. Love it. Great guy.
And his son was awesome, Brooks.
Right. Up and coming shortstop.
Yes. But he can play whatever you need him to play.
He'll play whatever you need him to play. Up-and-coming shortstop in the East Lynn Little League.
Yep.
Or Babe Ruth, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we got to take a break. Good time with the diehards last night at Fenway. Courtney and I loved it. We'll do it again in May, and we'll be back with the news and an unfortunate incident of Shake Shack rage, which led to near violence at Assembly Row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's time for...
He was with four hookers. You think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling, I love you very much?
The news.
He's not into golden showers, as they say they call them.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Take off your panties.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
I don't like that idea.
On WEEI.
Well, big weekend when it comes to the playoffs for both the Bruins and the Celtics, and we'll talk Bruins hockey tomorrow morning on this show with Mike Milbury at 8:20. But right now, Courtney, in today's news.
People in Nashua are concerned after an armed robbery of a mail carrier yesterday. Police are saying that they're looking for three people involved in the robbery, two that got out of the car, a woman who was the getaway driver.
So dude was just delivering the mail?
Just delivering. I believe Terp has the video of this going down from someone's Ring camera.
Okay, so it was like broad daylight?
2:30 p.m. Broad daylight, jeez. Armed robbery. The mail carrier said that they were after his master keys, yeah, which we've heard is what they want right now. We can hear from one area resident, Myrome Rodriguez Nunez.
Everybody's losing their peace of mind, knowing that this person is still out there. You know, I have four kids of my own. There's plenty of other children that are outside here on a daily basis, day in, day out.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Really right. Scary.
It's like everywhere.
They should have like a fake master key. Then he could just be like, here you go.
Yeah, that's an idea. Yeah.
And then when the guy takes off running, right, he goes to use the key, it's like, oh.
I'm sure he won't come back and pissed off and try and get the other one.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Then you got the cops watching him, so next time he comes back, they lock him up.
Yep. Jury selection took place yesterday in the Karen Reed case. 4 out of the 16 jury members have been seated. I was surprised that they got 4. I thought this was going to be a decently long process, but yeah, if they get 4 in day one,
yeah,
it'll be today, maybe.
They could be done today. Jury could be seated maybe today, and
yep,
then we can get to the meat of the trial.
Yeah, and Judge Beverly has allowed third-party culprit defense in the Karen Reed trial. It will not be allowed during the initial statements, but the defense will be allowed to argue that someone else killed John O'Keefe.
Wow.
We have some courtroom audio of Judge Beverly from Boston 25.
I'm going to give you a chance to develop it through relevant, competent, admissible evidence, but you cannot open on it.
Mm.
I mean, that's,
well, that's
huge.
Yeah, that's big for Karen.
Yeah.
That is massive.
Yeah. But I don't know why they wouldn't allow it. You know, there's been so much around this case.
Well, it's legal.
Oh, no, I understand.
Legally, that's why it's bound. They're bound by the... You can't just suggest that somebody random did it if,
correct,
you don't have any evidence.
No, I understand, yeah, that. Yes, yes. I'm just saying that it's...
Every, yes, and anybody.
Yes, yes.
I'm just saying that I think,
yes,
that there's enough there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is Judge Army pissed he didn't get this puppy?
Imagine if Judge Army got this case. Would have been very high profile. I think he misses the limelight, Judge Army.
He does. I mean, he was a staple.
Yeah, he was. Pretty good. Ask an Attorney was a pretty good segment on this show and
others. We should get a young, up-and-coming attorney to replace him and say, if you're good at this, in 10 years, you'll be a judge.
Yes.
The manager of a Shake Shack at Assembly Row is calling for stricter rules for unattended minors. After an employee was pepper sprayed by a group of teens, the employee went out front to ask the group to stop throwing water on patrons that were trying to eat at the outdoor seating at Shake Shack.
Does anybody have, well, this is school vacation. What he has to say, does anybody have school or they're just hanging around the Shake Shack? Why were they throwing water at people?
They were just being jerks.
Hellions.
Was it a TikTok prank?
They were recording it because that's what they do.
Is there anything better when somebody attempts a prank for social media and then they get knocked the F out by the person that they're trying to prank?
Right. That's what you need nowadays.
Might be the most enjoyable videos that there are anywhere.
But you can't do it nowadays. You can't hit no teenager. Why? A teenager can hit an adult. You know what happens when we used to get reckless around adults? You got your ass whooped. And then you go, you know what? We might not want to do that again. But
there is no restraint required, quite like the restraint you have to show when your kid is dealing with a really annoying other kid.
Mm.
And you can't say anything.
Nope.
And you know me, I have the patience of a gnat.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and I just want to, like, throw the kid out of the playground. But
such a douche move by parents, though.
It must be tough having the perfect child.
Well, he is. It's not my fault. He was made that way.
Curtis, you're right. The parents are so douchey. Rather than just be like, tell their kid, like,
move away.
Hey,
you know,
stop
it's okay.
Kicking. Stop throwing sand.
Right.
You know, let other kids come down the slide. Like, you know.
Well, that's a parenting style now.
Right, but
gentle parenting.
Parents are so what's it called?
Gentle parenting.
But I'm sorry, if your parenting is impacting other kids,
no,
you
I
need
know.
To change it.
I will not be a gentle parent I mean, I'll be gentle, of course, but I will not be buying into the gentle parenting.
What's the saying? Spare the rod, spoil the child, or something like that?
What's the theme of gentle parenting?
Yeah,
you never discipline your child?
Correct.
Huh. Really? Yeah.
How's that working, do you think, for us, society-wise?
Not great when you see a group of teens pepper-spraying an employee for saying, stop throwing water on people. God.
I would like to say, though, in positive news about Shake Shack, they're crinkle fries, man. Dynamite.
How would you know?
I mean, I've had Shake Shack plenty of times in my life, Greg. Maybe not in the last 3 or 4 months, but I have had Shake Shack quite a few times in my day.
Emergency top 5 best fries. Do you have them in your list?
Yes, I could do that right now off the top of my head.
You have the Shake Shack crinkle fries in there?
Oh, yeah. They would probably be number 3.
They're not even the best crinkle fry in Boston. Sully's had it yesterday. The best crinkle fry in Boston. Spectacular.
All right, Sully's?
Sully's at Castle Sully's Island. Is my number 2. Mm-hmm. Number 1 fry to this day.
McDonald's.
Hot and fresh is McDonald's. It's not even close.
McDonald's has the best fries.
Man, you guys are out of your mind.
It's what? Not
five
even close.
Guys.
No five, shot.
Five Guys, hands down.
Yeah, Five Guys is good.
Five Guys.
Five Guys comes in at number 5 fries. In my top 5.
They are spectacular. And I listen, I've never been to Sully's, but I've seen them before. I do like the crinkle fries. I'll have to try those over there. But Five Guys, spectacular.
Okay, we got to take a break. Rest of the news with Courtney coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.